I am back in the trenches. I'm staring down the barrel of deadline. In 7 weeks, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I am to turn in origin story. I'm waking up around 4 on good mornings when my insomnia fails me, 5 or 6. I pull my laptop into the bed and turn on the bedside lamp and start working. I wrote a lot of origin story at a local coffee house, but I'm past that now. I don't have time to walk down there. It's 30 minutes away. I can't lose that working hour. I just go to the YMCA in the afternoon. Those hours are expendable because at a certain point, noon on bad days, 3 or 4 on a really good day, my writer brain dies. Pushing forward at that point, I'm likely to cut things I need, or I stagger around in circles with a single bad sentence for 10 minutes at a time, beating it into a much worse sentence. So when I hit that point, I go to the grocery store, I walk the dogs, make dinner, swipe a vinegar-soaked rag over the filth, see my friends, my family. I can't lose any of those morning hours, so I don't even bother to get dressed. I ride in my pajamas. I like those early hours best, with a giant slumbering husband on one side, my feet draped in dogs. On my other side, the two cats vie to see who can get closest to me. They shift and creep and push until eventually one of them gets on my keyboard, at which point they both get ejected from the bed. 7 weeks. I feel like it's coming too fast. It's coming at me, and with bad intentions. My main worry at this point is that the draft is not finished. It should be finished. My whole book readers that I saved till the end should have it in about a week. I think it would be finished, except for the time I took on promotion with Opposite. And I don't mean that the way it sounds. Touring and promo, that's part of my job. It doesn't make me miss deadlines. I planned for that gap in time. I was pretty close to where I thought I would be, 3 to 5 chapters away from the end, and I had a good idea of what was going to happen in those chapters. But then I went on the road, and there was that 6 weeks or so where my writing time was so limited, I would call it non-existent. An origin story was allowed to sit, unsupervised. It started doing things. It started moldering. And that can be a good thing. Good stuff can sprout in dank soil. Jean-Claude Carrière, and now I know everyone who speaks French just blanched in horror at my pronunciation, forgive me, is a novelist and an Academy Award-winning screenwriter. Among other things, he wrote the adaptation for The Unbearable Lightness of Being. Anyway, this is what he says on the subject of moldering. He says that good ideas have been prepared by a long time of reflection. You have to be patient. We all have what I call the invisible worker inside ourselves. We don't have to feed or pay him, and he works even when we are sleeping. We must be aware of his presence and, from time to time, stop thinking about what we are trying to do, stop obsessing about answers, and just give him room, the possibility to do his work. He is tenacious, you see. He never loses hope. Well, I think that wretched fellow went to work on origin story while I wasn't looking. I made the error of giving him a lot of room when there was still enough book left for it to feel mutable. He's been digging around in there. And I've come to the conclusion that the end I've been riding toward is wrong, very wrong. And that's horrifying because I can't just change the end. I have to go back to the beginning and make the end be present and surprising and inevitable from word one onwards. If I do this, if I go back through now, what I'm trying to say thematically is it's going to work so much better. Right now, coming fresh to this mostly finished draft, I can see that for the reader, it's going to pull in 3 different directions. It isn't, really. In my head, I can see that these are 3 strands of a braid, theoretically. These strands are all pointing toward the same thing, theoretically. But in reality, to somebody reading it who isn't in my head, it's just reading as 3 things pointing toward themselves. So it has to have a different end, and the imagery is going to change, and the word choices are going to change, tons of rewrites. Have you read the Flavia Deluce series? They're so charming. It's a lightly literary murder mystery series. The protagonist is an 11-year-old chemist, and she's heartless in the way of Peter Pan. She's precocious. Her mind is precocious, and her vocabulary is even more so. She says in one of the books, "I had found by experience that putting things down on paper helped to clear the mind in precisely the same way, as Mrs. Mullet had taught me, that an eggshell clarifies the consommé or the coffee," which, of course, is a simple matter of chemistry. "The albumin contained in the eggshell has the property of collecting and binding the rubbish that floats in the dark liquid, which can then be removed and discarded in a single reeking clot." A perfect description of the writing process. Yeah, it is, actually. So here I go through my whole manuscript, trying to clarify, trying to get the reeking clots out. Anybody have any eggshell?